الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
By the time, most surely man isn't lost except those who believe and do good and enjoin on each other truth and enjoin on each other patience. Sadaqallahu al-Ali al-Azim.
Shame, shame, ISIS. And of course, they have to be destroyed. Down, down, ISIS. And other good Iraqis. Shame, shame, Ali Saud.
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 Down, down, Ali Saud. Muslim Canadian from all walk of life, standing here side by side with those who are fighting these terrorists, whether they are Sunni, whether they are Shia, whether they are Christian, whether they are Jews and other, the Kurds, we are supporting those who are fighting these terrorist organizations throughout the world. So brothers and sisters, also we inshallah will be starting the program in a few minutes, and let's raise our voice. Free, free Sheikh Nimr!
Free, free Sheikh Nimr!
Free, free Sheikh Nimr!
Free, free Sheikh
Nimr!
Free, free Sheikh
Nimr!
Free,
free Sheikh Nimr!
Free, free
Sheikh Nimr! Free, free Sheikh Nimr! Shame, shame,
Allah Saud!
The tyrant dies and his rule ends, but when the martyr dies, his rule just begins. Surrounded by fear, intimidation, persecution, and abuse, anything that happens, it always us you accuse. Born into an atmosphere of complete intimidation, our aspirations are dismantled by constant humiliation. I am 55 years old, live more than half my generation, but sadly enough, not once felt safe in my very own nation. These are the words of Bakr al-Nimr, Honorable Saudi Sheikh. His words, spoken so true and brave, have left his dear life at stake. The Saudi government unjustly announced our Sheikh's execution. Wake up from your delusion, this ain't no optical illusion. This is the dangerous truth that we must all stand up against. Raise both of our hands above our head in solidarity and defense. Our voices will make all the difference. Our existence will eventually become the great resistance. Just remember, the tyrant dies and his rule ends. But when the martyr dies, his rule just begins. Salawat.
Sheikh Nimr.
Free Sheikh Nimr.
Free Sheikh Nimr.
We stand to call our Canadian complicity in these crimes. We stand here to complain to our government on its silence towards human rights violations in countries who strongly ally with them. It's important for us to make our voice heard, because in persecutions such as these, we're not only outlining a few human rights violations, but we're outlining our democratically elected government's support for an illegitimate government. In the last few days, we have been witness to the heinous crimes from Ottawa to Palestine. It's important to understand that combating the oppressors who have imprisoned Sheikh Nimr are of the same mindset who committed the murders in our own backyard. Keeping in mind that the media seeks to exploit events of such nature, these events of such nature, it's fair to say that this protest is not only for Sheikh Nimr, but for all justice-loving people of Canada. Thank you to all of you for coming out today in solidarity and seeking out justice for Sheikh Nimr.
Free Sheikh Nimr!
Free
Sheikh Nimr!
Free!
For Muhammad Ali Bayt Muhammad, salawat. I request brothers in front of me, please. All the brothers in the back, please come in front of me. And the sisters, can you stay here on this side, please? All the sisters, can I request you all the way? Alhamdulillah. Chant with me. Free Sheikh Nimr. Free Sheikh Nimr. Free Sheikh Nimr. And as I mentioned that in the beginning of Inshallah, that this will be a, there will be few brothers talking with you, and the candlelight vigil is here. With this, we are starting the program and
out here today. I'm just going to take about 3 to 4 minutes of your time. I would like to start by stating why are we here. So on behalf of the organizing committee, the reason that we are here is primarily to show our protest against terrorism. We strongly protest the terrorism that is being perpetrated by the Saudi regime. We are protesting against all forms of terrorism. We protest the attack on the Canadian Parliament by somebody who's claiming to be a Muslim, or they're claiming that he is a Muslim. We protest against the person that killed the Canadian soldiers in Quebec. We are primarily gathered here to protest against the Saudi regime. Now, why are we protesting in front of the United States consulate? It's because the United States is the largest sponsor of state terrorism in the world. It is the government which keeps the Saudi government in power. If it wasn't for the United States, the Saudi regime would have collapsed much earlier. For the youngsters here, my message would be, you know, you do need to know the facts. Please do understand that if you look at Al-Qaeda, if you look at Osama bin Laden, if you look at this ISIS, you will find a common link between them, that they are all being sponsored and bred by the Saudi regime. So this terrorism in the world is being sponsored by Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia is being sponsored by the United States of America. Now, after trying to remove the government in Syria, which was opposing the Israeli hegemony in the region, they tried that through various means and they could not do it. So they created, by providing $800 million in training camps in Jordan and Turkey. Do not forget, there was no ISIS, you know, 4 years ago. 4 years ago, it was all about Al-Qaeda. Now it's all about ISIS. They should all be called Al-CIA, because that is where these plots are being created. And unfortunately, they are being used against innocent civilians for their geopolitical goals, as well as the goals that they have in terms of increasing the Shia-Sunni strife and continuing with their policies of divide and conquer. So again, my request would be that please, for the youths here who are talking at the universities, make sure that you are aware of the facts, that you can prove them when you're conversing with the larger society. We would like to demand the United States government to stop supporting the Saudi regime. We would like to demand the Saudi regime to immediately free up Sheikh Nimr. I did had an opportunity to talk to his family personally, and they asked me to thank all of you on their behalf. And they did tell me that they feel that if we are able to make enough noise, that, you know, he will be freed up. So again, it is our duty to protest against terrorism. It is our duty to protest for the release of Sheikh Nimr. And inshallah, by gathering here today, you guys have made a statement, and that is all we are accountable for in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with that, I would like you to raise the slogan that Brother Munir had been asking you to raise. Inshallah ta'ala, please make sure we are going to send this video to the brothers of Sheikh Nimr. And this is us. What we are doing is consolidating all the different protest videos and all of these things. And at least the least we can do is, you know, this is a 50-year-old man who has spoken with such courage. Three of his brothers have been arrested now. They have also arrested the bigger brother, Muhammad Jafar, now. And they are potentially planning to execute or punish him as well. So again, we want to show the family that they're not alone, that this person who is the Mithamit Ammar of our time is being supported across the world. So please, I want you to raise your hand, and inshallah, we will send this video to their family. Free, free Sheikh Nimr! Free, free Sheikh Nimr! Shame, shame, Al Saud! Shame, shame, Al Saud! Shame, shame, USA! Shame, shame, USA! Down with terrorism! Down with terrorism! Down with Al-Qaeda! Down with ISIS! Down with Taliban! Long live Sheikh Nimr! Long live Sheikh Nimr! Long live Sheikh Nimr!
Thank you.
And with the training of the CIA, they are able to now. We can see this in the name of ISIS, Al Qaeda, Taliban, Lashkar-e-Jangvi, whether you name it, they're killing. They don't distinguish between Shia, Sunni, Jews, Christian, and everyone. So they are killing. According to one report of the United Nations, they killed in the last 2-3 months. They killed 5,000 innocent men and women. Shame, shame, ISIS.
Shame, shame,
Al Saud.
Shame, shame,
Al Saud.
Shame, shame, USA.
Shame, shame, Saudi.
Shame, shame, Saudi.
Shame, shame, USA.
Shame, shame, USA.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
I just want to, and may all of us leave in peace. Jazakumullah khair. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allah.